Blackstone Audio presents Fatal Undertaking by Mark DeCastrique. In memory of my father, Arch, whose funeral home stories brought Barry to life. Chapter 1.
You want to borrow a casket?
Archie Donovan leaned forward, his eyes bright and his brain disengaged from any concern that I'd find his request ridiculous.
Only the last 2 weekends in October, then you'll get it back as good as new.
But it won't be new.
I got up from my armchair, anxious to move both the conversation and Archie out the door of the funeral home.
People don't buy used caskets.
Archie seemed unperturbed. He pushed his proposition like he pushed his insurance policies, oblivious to any objections.
You have my personal guarantee, Barry, and who's to know? Is it violating some lifetime warranty on the casket?
His brow furrowed as he thought about his question.
Can you have a lifetime warranty when the owner's already dead?
For you, I'll double the lifetime warranty, and I'll even put you in the casket myself.
Archie looked up at me, his eyes wide with surprise.
No need to get mad. I thought you'd want to help. Susan said we could count on you.
Susan? The name of my girlfriend got my attention.
The JCs are raising money for the children's wing of the hospital. Don't you care about sick kids?
Of course I care about sick kids. Ask another stupid question like that and I will get mad. I returned to the chair across from him.
Susan hadn't mentioned anything about the JC's fundraiser. I wish she'd warned me before Archie's unannounced visit. He had a knack for punching all my wrong buttons.
We'd known each other since grade school, and he was always figuring out an angle, whether it was a scheme for my lunch money or a can't-fail investment in a cemetery.
Susan came up with this idea? I asked.
Archie beamed.
I did. What better than a casket in a haunted house?
Maybe he had a point. But when you'd grown up in a funeral home, you were sensitive to jokes about the business. I never forgave Archie for calling me Buryin' Barry in the third grade, a name that stuck through high school. The Gainsborough JCs were creating a haunted house for Halloween to raise money for charity. Apparently this year, the funds were going to the hospital, where my girlfriend, Susan Miller, worked as a surgeon. I could see I was fighting a losing battle.
If you joined the JCs, Barry, you'd know what's going on in town.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?